Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In the book of the Song of Solomon, chapter 7, I'm going to read verses 4 through 6. The Bible says, "Thy neck is as a tower of ivory, thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon, by the gate of Bathrabim, and thy nose is a tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus. Thine head upon thee is like Carmel, and the hair of thine head like purple. The king is held in the galleries. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love for delights." I believe that I'm a pretty happy person. I've been very spoiled and blessed in my life to be loved by many thousands and thousands of people. I've experienced the greatest of loves by the love from the people of the Grace Baptist Church here in Kearneysville. I love these people and they love me, and they express their love and I to them. The book of Song of Solomon is not as hard to understand as people make it out to be. God gave it to us kind of as a marriage manual. People mess it up when they think man wrote the Bible. It's a story about a young couple, and it's instructive about their marriage. Don't believe these liberals who try to show it as a play or a drama of Solomon's life. It was not about Solomon trying to steal somebody else's wife. God wasn't going to put that in here to instruct us about marriage. God is trying to teach us about marriage. Here is a lady, a young lady, who describes her husband and her love for her husband. She speaks of him in terms of that she understands: gold, washing at the river, milk, spices, flowers, jewels, etc. She uses terms close to her heart to describe him. Now, if you asked her husband, I'm sure he probably wouldn't use those terms. As a matter of fact, if you went back to the Song of Solomon chapter 5, verse number 9, he uses much different terminology. He says, "What is thy beloved more than another beloved? O thou fairest among women, what is thy beloved more than another? Beloved that thou doest chargest, my beloved is white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000. His head is the head of the most fine gold, his locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of water, washed with milk and fitly set." And he goes on. Now, what you see them describing each other in terms they understand. Thy neck is a tower. I'm not sure my wife personally would take that as a compliment, but apparently she did. He calls her eyes fish pools. Now, I think that's kind of humorous. He says, "When I go fishing in my favorite fishing hole, when I look down at the water, it reminds me of your eyes." Can I tell you something? They both used terms they understood to compliment and love each other. This is where we live today, and I want you to notice something. Neither the young man nor the young lady got upset in the comparisons that the other used. She was not offended when he said her eyes were like his favorite fishing hole. And he did not get upset when she called his eyes like dove's eyes by the river. At least she was thinking about him when she was doing the laundry. They accepted each other's expressions, even though it was not in terms they themselves would use. Too many people in life only want to receive love and compliments in terms they themselves use. But may I say something? Sometimes we have to accept love and expressions of love in terms we would not use. You know, our life would be pretty miserable if everybody thought the way we think. There are people who get almost disgusted or dissatisfied when people begin to express love outside terms that they want to be used. I hate to say it, some of you have been told I love you, but you never received it. Some of you have expressed love to someone that has not received it because it wasn't in terms that they wanted, and it hurt you. This is true as people go through grief or the loss of health or financial reversals. People do not always express well their love, but how about we just accept the fact that they tried to express it? Let me give you a few thoughts today very quickly. Number one, people praise or love or compliment by what they view as important in their taste. The young lady in the Song of Solomon talked in terms of daily things that she'd used: flowers, jewelry, the river, her favorite cooking spices. The man talked in terms of things related to work or enjoyment that he had. We need to look at the person loving or complimenting us and accept. Aren't you glad God accepts all forms of praise? You know, not everybody praises the same. I have people in my church that'll holler amen. I have others that'll just wave their hand. I have some that laugh. I have some that'll sit there and smile real big. I have some that have tears that pour down their face. Don't expect everyone to feel or express their love the same way that you do. Number two, learn to receive expressions of love or praise that you personally would not give. Allow people to express their love in ways that they are comfortable. Don't make people feel bad or silly because of how they express their praise. For instance, I sometimes will have a child come in from the parking lot, and they'll hand me a dandelion, just a small child, and they want their preacher to have a flower. Well, I know that a dandelion's a weed, but they don't. And I make a big deal of that dandelion. Maybe there's a little boy or a little girl with a half-eaten candy bar, and they want to share their candy bar with preacher. I don't take them up on that, but I thank them for it. You see, people shouldn't feel awkward giving you anything. Children should be comfortable. Number three, learn to give people what they want. Study people. Give them the kinds of things that they like. Part of the fun of love is looking for things that you think someone else would want. May I say this? You want to learn to love God? How about we learn to look for things that God wants? Praise, time, our tithe, our attendance to His house, getting the gospel out to other people. And lastly, learn to have simplified tastes of love so more people can express it. Find simple ways for people to express your love. A text, a call, a note, a candle, a certain type of candy. I got to work for Dr. Jack Hiles, and anyone that knew him knew everybody could express their love to him through something called a Reese's peanut butter cup. You know, the more people who can express their love, the more love you'll get. Learn to accept everybody's love. Learn, even though it's not the way you would express it, to accept it. And make your taste simple. Hey, what a wonderful way to live. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.